King of Heaven. Let your kingdom come here. Let your will be done here in us. Jesus, there is no one greater. You alone are Savior. Show the world your King of Heaven, come down. King of Heaven, come now. Let your glory reign, shining like the day. King of Heaven, come. King of Heaven, rise up. Who can stand against us? You are strong to save in your mighty name, King of heaven come. We are children of your mercy, rescued for your glory. We cry, Jesus, set our hearts to want you, that every eye would see you lifted high. King of heaven, come down. King of heaven, come now. Let your glory reign, shining like the day. Let your glory reign, shining like the day, King of heaven come. King of heaven, rise up, who can stand against us? You are strong to save in your mighty name, King of heaven come. Let your glory reign, shining like the day, King of heaven come.
I don't know exactly what this is for, but I just feel like I'm supposed to share it. Just the past two songs, the one verse that keeps coming back to me is, I read it this morning, it's in Jeremiah, I think Jeremiah 16, but it says, then they will know that my name is the Lord. And yeah, that just keeps coming back to me, so.
You're the one that really matters. You're the one that really matters. Yeah, so the music never did come up. So I just, as I, just was worshiping now, the Lord was just showing me all these pictures of how he's with me. And he is the one that really matters. And just the one picture especially. In the last while, a neighbor lady has asked me to look after her cats, and it's not been the most fun job in the world because her place it's not the greatest place, and she doesn't actually live there. But as I'm cleaning out the litter of the cats and going through her jungle of a yard and dropping off the litter, often I'm just feeling like Jesus is just walking with me in this just kind of a yucky job, but just that he's always with me, and that it's really, I'm serving him, and he's just blessing me, and I just want to just praise God for that he is really always with us, and he's the one that really matters, and it doesn't matter what we're doing or what we're not doing, that he's just with us. And I want to thank him. So I thank you, Jesus, for how good you are and your great love for us, and that you are always with us, and you're the one that really matters no matter what, Lord God, just that we would keep our eyes fixed on you. And Lord, I pray that for myself, always my eyes fixed on you, Jesus. So I just thank you. I love you.
Who you say I am? Thank you.
That's why I feel I should share it, because I think it's, oh, sorry. I think it's for all of us, but, and there were a lot of people we didn't know here, but everyone came in, and almost everyone had an instrument, and guitars and all kinds of instruments, and I was so excited. I thought, wow, this is going to be an amazing time together, because with all these instruments and everyone playing, it's going to be like just this amazing worship and time to just give this worship up to God. And so I kept waiting for this to happen. And there were a few people that got up to a mic and sang very quietly in twos or threes some songs, and yet no one else seemed to pick up their instruments and do anything with them. And then everyone started just talking to each other, and the whole thing dissipated, and it ended up just sort of being conversations, and then it was over, and I was like, what happened? Why didn't this happen? Why didn't we have this amazing time of worship to God? It was so disappointing, and as I've been, I didn't know to share this, because I felt like it was kind of a bit, but as I was thinking about it, I think that God has something for each one of us, and he's given us the instrument, and we just have to pick it up and start playing it, and that the things that can happen in the heavenlies and the things that can happen as worship to God, as we pick up those instruments and start playing them. And as we were worshiping, I just felt that that verse about that God will give us the desires of our heart. And as I was thinking about that, it sort of turned around, and it just seemed like Jesus was looking at me and at us and saying, and from his perspective, what do I desire to see in your lives? What is the desire of my heart as Jesus towards you? And how we sometimes, speaking for myself, we cling to things that we should just let go, so that we can pick things up and start moving closer to God and his purpose for our lives.
Yeah, I'm glad you shared that. This morning I also had worship in music or a song on my heart before I even came to church, and I was just impressed upon the fact that when we choose to worship him, the enemy has to flee. And the enemy, you know, we've been talking about spiritual warfare quite a bit in the last month or so, and yes, there's a battle, but part of our fight is actually worshiping God, and it's a choice, and we don't always necessarily feel like it, but it breaks down a lot.
I was reading the book that we're all, I can't remember the title of it, that we're all reading together. Yeah. And I was reading that about how worship is warfare. And when I'm at home and nobody's there, it's like, yeah, I just like scream out the songs, like with all I have. And I feel that inside of me. And sometimes here, like there's things that if I was at home, I know I would be doing this or this. And I feel myself holding back. And I was thinking about that. And then I looked over at Morgan. And she was going, and she was smiling and so free, and I just so beautiful, and it's like I was watching her, and it's like God's saying, I just want you to be free to however you want to express your worship to him. So yeah, it was encouraging.
be enthroned?
Just in the midst of, yeah, people sharing that. Just with this song, the bridge is, what is it? Highest praises, Lord of all. And I just encourage you all to think about what that actually looks like, that highest praises, that freedom in worship, and yeah, even if it looks crazy. Morgan's a beautiful dancer. I'm not a beautiful dancer. But can I still offer that up? And I know that he thinks it's beautiful, and he loves watching us worship. And yeah, can we give him our highest praises and not just sing about it, but can we actually do it? And that's harder for some. But yeah, just want to encourage you with that this morning too.
Thank you.
I have a tongue. Narakona andara nastora na kandi. Honina andara no kondi nastara na kandi. Andara no kandira nastora andira. Andira nastora. Kandira nastora. Nakona andira na kandi. Andira na kandira nastora. Taranako. 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 Andira nakona. Andira nakona.